I just want to share a couple of things that I've learned during this 100 episodes, because there's so many people that ask me, what do all these people say? Do they have any commonalities? How do you achieve success in the field that you want? And it is pretty interesting, because I've met people from all walks of life, anything for Olympic medalists, UFC champions, best-selling authors, entrepreneurs, and so on and so on. And they all have different stories. They all come from different walks of life. But there are a couple of things that are pretty similar. And to make this short, I'm going to share three things. The first thing that you have to know is your why. And everybody talks about this, that is in motivation and success, but it's so important. Why are you doing things? Like today, for example, why am I here? I'm here because I want to share people's journeys and I want to help them to achieve their dreams. And I said that I'm going to do that even if it's 1 or 10,000 people in here. And that is something that I think is important. So if you have a passion, don't just do it because you get the opportunity. You can create the opportunity yourself and enjoy every person you meet along the way. So the why you're doing something is super important. And if you don't know the why, I think it's time to work on that. The second thing that I learned from all these incredible people is that they write down their goals. They don't just think about them, they actually write them down with pen and paper. iPhone is okay, but pen and paper is much better. There's something magic that happens when you actually put the pen to paper and when you sit down and think about what you really want to accomplish in your life, when you make a plan for it and when you start working towards it. And before I did the podcast, I had written a book about this called The Goal Book, which I talk exactly about writing things down. And now almost 100 people have said the same thing to me. So it must be something that actually works. So I encourage all of you to write down your goals and make a plan to go after them. The third thing is something more untouchable, and that is, some people call it the universe, some people call it God, some people call it spirituality, I don't know. But you have to believe in something, and you have to believe that if you take a step forward, something good will happen. Even if you can't see it right now, believe that if you know the why, if you have a plan, if you've written it down, even if it doesn't happen exactly like you want, just take that next step, because you never know when this break is going to happen or when you can actually impact another person's life. So those are the three things. And also, to add one thing that doesn't have to do with accomplishments, it has to do with happiness, that is about being grateful. And all these people that I met usually come from a tough background. They had some type of tough things they had to go through in life, like all of us, right? There's always something that goes on in our life, and we never know. When I meet the person, you never know what they're going through right now. But you have to be grateful even when life is not exactly as you want it, even when you're not achieving everything that you want. Be grateful for the small things that you have in life, because I've noticed that the people that come very far, they're super, super grateful human beings.